Hey there, thanks for listening to Alt Latino. I want to tell you about a new way to get the news each morning. Up First is the morning news podcast from NPR. Give us 10 minutes or so, and you get a sense of the stories and big ideas of the day, the stuff you really need to know and why it matters. Start your day with Up First, weekday mornings by 6 a.m. Eastern Time on the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Spring is in the air, and my mailbox is overflowing with great new CDs that will be released in March, April, and May. March, of course, is over. But I never got a chance to feature new music, so we're going to play catch-up and look ahead. And to help me, once again, is Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, Alt Latino assistant producer and now reporter at KERA in Dallas, Texas, which is where she joins us today. Welcome back.
What up, Felix?
Okay, Jessica, here's what we're going to do. We're going to feature 6 tracks on the show today. And on our website, we're going to feature 20 tracks from 20 albums because there's just so much great stuff. We're going to include some short blurbs and a track from each album featured. So let's get started right away. Jessica, you're up first. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Bogota by the Colombian group called Onda Tropica. This is from their new album called Baile Bucanero. It was released on March 10th. And this album is very interesting because they gathered 35 musicians for this album. And this album was recorded between Bogota, which is the capital of Colombia, and La Isla de Providencia, which is a Caribbean island part of Colombia. And me, after living in Santa Marta, which is also a Caribbean part of Colombia, this gave me all the Caribe feels. So I'm super happy to be bringing this today.
Again, this is Bogota from Onda Tropica.
Thank you.
Bogota from Onda Tropica. You know, this is their second album, Onda Tropica. And I got to say, I think the second one is even better than the first one. And I really like the first one. That came out in 2012. They seem to have really coalesced on the idea in that cross-generational, cross-city, cross-cultural thing is in full bloom. And I think it's their vision fully realized on this album.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And it's interesting because the song is named Bogota, and they present a really great juxtaposition of this really warm song. But it's about Bogota, which in El Caribe, in Colombia, they refer it to La Hielera, which is kind of like a freezer or a cooler, because it can be like rainy and cooler. So even like their play on words is beautiful.
Moving from Bogota to Mexico City and the group Café Tacuba, they are going to release their first album in 5 years. And I got to say that I have been a fan of theirs since their very first record in 1992. And it's hard to believe that they've been around for that long, but they really have. They seem to like always be the young upstarts. But we have a track from an upcoming album that's going to be released in May. And if this is any indication of what's in store, I can't wait. It's produced by Gustavo Santaolalla, the multi-Grammy-winning, Oscar-winning, Latin alternative pioneering producer, and he's been producing their records from the very beginning. This is a thing called Futuro from an upcoming album by Café Tacuba called Hey Baby.
Yo dije que no, ella dijo sí. Yo dije que sí, ella dijo no. Al final no importa, es algo que Dios ya decidió. La muerte dijo sí,
la muerte dijo sí.
Yo digo que no,
yo digo que no.
La vida dijo no,
la vida dijo no.
Yo digo que sí,
yo digo que sí.
Al final qué importa si muerto en vida sobre.
Finally, new music from Café Tacuba, and I hear they're going to be doing a tour in the fall as well, back here in the United States.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right? The album's called Hey Baby, and it's spelled J-E-I-B-E-I-B-E-I, Hey Baby, right?
Oh, that track, I see what they did.
It's due out May 5, can't wait, and they're going to tour all of the above. makes it so exciting. Okay, moving on. Jessica, you're next. What do you got?
I got this song called Bet She Looks Like You by Nick Hakim. I just started listening to Nick Hakim. He's actually a neo-soul singer from D.C., but he's based in New York, and he's of Peruvian and Chilean descent. And I really like this song because it's very vulnerable and spiritual, and it's also off of his forthcoming album called Green Twins, which is set to be released on May 19th.
Thank you for introducing me to Nick Hakim. I really like that one. And it's part of this wave of these, I guess you call them neo-soul singers, but these people who are like reaching back to music from my generation, right? And just straight ahead soul singing. And while a lot of these guys have the intention, and very few of them have the voice to pull it off, and I think that Nick Hakim does.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so again, this is Alt Latino. You're listening to our spring new music preview. Tons of new music, and we want to remind you that we're going to play 6 tracks today. You can go to our website and see 20 total great new music. And you know, Jessica, it's all over the board. I mean, there's electronica, there's hip-hop, there's I even threw some jazz in, there's folk music, there's all kinds of great music out there. It's a really healthy period for Latin music these days, you know?
Yeah, and I also think it's a very empowering time for Latinos in music, and they're using this form of art to connect and dialogue.
and react to what's going on in the world, their world, the bigger world. And they're doing it in ways, again, that just like cross genres, that just mix all the things together. And I always say this, man, it's like one of the most exciting times that I've ever felt listening to music since like 1972. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's just so exciting. There's a lot of great stuff. Okay, you just talked about how it's a good time for Latinos to be empowered by music. We're going to continue with some music that's not Latin music. In fact, it comes from Africa, but I'm going to stretch our listening habits just a little bit because it's really a fantastic album. Now, give me a second to set it up. The group is called Les Amazonas de Afrique, okay? And it's that's French. And what it is, it's a collective. It's sort of a super group of sorts, a group of women from West Africa. And they play music, but they also campaign for gender equality, strong in the belief that music can support social progress. Their unexpected approaches to tradition are so innovative that, to me, they make the familiar sound so new. So look for the album on downloading services, and we're going to play a track called I Play the Kora. And the proceeds from this track will be donated to the Panzi Foundation. And that's a group that's provided healing support for more than 80,000 women in Africa, nearly 50,000 of them are victims of sexualized violence. There's also a crowdsource campaign to support the Panzi Foundation. It's not something we usually do on the show, but this is a very worthy cause. The album is fantastic. The group is amazing. It's called Les Amazonas de Afrique. The name of the album is République Amazon. This, again, is the track called I Play the Kora.
Cada llora.
So even though I say it's not necessarily Latin music, but then just what is Latin music, right? It all comes from Africa eventually.
Exactly. And even their fusion of this traditional and new interpretation, I think is really dope. Because even though I don't understand what they're saying, I know that their message and their cause is powerful and crosses borders, race, and language.
Les Amazonas de Afrique. Pardon my French, and I really mean that this time. The album's called Republique Amazon. That is a track called I Play the Kora. Look for it on our website because the video is pretty powerful too. Okay, now we're going to transition to a group from Los Angeles, La Santa Cecilia. They put out their first album in 2009, and believe it or not, I met them a year before that at South by Southwest when they were doing an unofficial showcase. And the core members of the group have been so dedicated to getting their one-of-a-kind sound out. They've worked extremely hard over the years. They've played festivals. They've done a lot of tours. And just at their point in their career where you have to think about, okay, well, what are we going to do next? Because we put out some great records, some folk-influenced music, some soul, some R&B. What are we going to do next? They came up with a brilliant idea.
They recorded a new visual album called Amar y Vivir, which means love and live. And this visual album was recorded in Mexico City in very iconic places like El Zócalo, Parque México, and even in bars. And they did this all within just 5 days, and it's set to release on May 12th. And when I watched the trailer, they said they didn't want to record in a studio. They wanted to record in live bars to kind of capture this sense of their live music. And it just reminded me whenever I saw them for the first time 7 years ago in Pico Union in L.A. And it just gave me chills because I've seen them grow so much within these past 7 years. And I really like this sound with their song called Leña de Pirul, which is a reinterpretation of the original song by Banda Machos. And their whole sound within this visual album, they say that it's norteño meets rockabilly.
This was recorded in Plaza Santo Domingo in CDMX. CDMX.
Arre Santos!
Oh, I should do a grito right here, but I'm not good at it.
Why not?
Siempre que me hablan de ti es para hacerme llorar. Siempre que me hablan de ti es para darme la queja que te ha ido. Lágrimas te advertí, solo te van a engañar. Yo y de fracaso en fracaso mencionas mi nombre y eso me hace llorar. ¿Cuánto quieres? Porque te vayas y me dejes vivir en paz. Pobre leña de pirul, que no sirves sirves ni perder, no más para hacer llorar.
That was Leña de Pirul by La Santa Cecilia.
Oh, her voice just gets better and better.
That's what I was going to say. Her voice gets me every time. It's so full and wholehearted.
La Marisol from La Santa Cecilia. And we have featured the title song, Amar y Vivir, in a Songs We Love post on Alt Latino blog. You can look for that at our website at npr.org/altlatino. So we have two songs out there, two videos. Can't wait to see the rest. Always great to hear from the band. Okay, we're going to close the show with that glorious sound. This is a group called Ife. It's a band dedicated to honoring the Afro-Cuban Santeria tradition, but doing it in a way that is so completely new and so completely innovative. I've never heard anything like it before. I think you'll really like the album. It's called Cuatro con Cuatro, or Four Plus Four. This, again, is Ife. Jessica, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to remind you that you can hear all the songs that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And we're going to have a total of 20 great new songs that are going to be out this spring. So be sure to look for our spring music extravaganza. Again, this is the group Ife. This has been Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thanks for listening.
Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo, dame cuchillo. Vuelvo, repito, dame cuchillo, dame cuchillo. Pa'lante yo pico, óyeme tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito. Negro y verde, negro y verde, oh, con arene. Sé lo que quiero, a eso me voy. Abre camino, a eso me voy. Dímelo, dímelo, yo te lo doy. Anda. Tres clavos, martillo, llave macho. Clavo martillo, ese nene,
Dios mío.
Tres clavos martillo, que me falta
cuchillo.
Tres clavos martillo, ¿cómo salgo?
Sencillo. Salam aleikum. Yeah.
Salam aleikum. Sia. Salam aleikum. Sia. Salam aleikum. Salam aleikum. Suena mi grito, pico y palo. Mucho trabajo. Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo. Dame cuchillo. Vuelvo, repito, dame cuchillo. Dame cuchillo. Pa'lante yo pico. Oye, mi tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito. Negro y verde. Negro y verde. Ogo narere.
Sé lo que quiero, a eso me voy. Abre camino, a eso me voy. Dímelo, dímelo, yo te lo doy. Anda.
Tres clavos, martillo, llave macho. Tres clavos, martillo, ese nene. Tres clavos, martillo, que me falta. Tres clavos, martillo, ¿cómo salgo?
Sencillo.
Son siete, son siete.